You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
This is Candace Wiggins, and you are dishing and splishing. When I was watching the Stanford-UConn games, we started with that, we can end with that, I guess. I wanted so bad. This is why I know Maya Moore is special. I got so excited watching her play. Even though they lost the game, Maya is, she's such a good, I turned to the person sitting next to me, and I was like, she's such a good teammate. Like, I wanted to be next to Maya and be like, yeah, come on, because the way, you know, the way she cares about the game, the way she plays the game, she's ridiculously talented, and she's got the physique to just dominate, take over games. But I just love who she is as a person. So I can't even lie and say that, you know, I mean, I'm excited about all those things. Way and Brunson are like, those are like, I've been playing with them. They're so, like, fun to play with. I can't wait to go back to Minnesota, the fans. I know everyone's ready, but I would be lying if I told you that. I'm so excited. The number one pick is going to be Maya Moore. I mean, everyone knows that. Why wouldn't it be? And I am so excited to be her teammate. Like, I've never been her teammate. It's like, this is so awesome. Like, I feel like this girl, she doesn't miss threes. We're going to, like, it's like an instant throw. I mean, instant assist. And I love, like, you know, I think fans should be excited about that. You know, it shouldn't just be me. I think fans, everyone should be excited about Maya Moore. But what I'm excited about personally is me and Maya Moore, and that's my personal thing because I am a huge fan of hers. I played against her when I was a senior. She was a freshman. But I played against Maya. Played against Maya twice, you know. I played against her. She's really, really, really hard to play against. But now I'm playing with her. So it's like, it's really over now. You know what I mean? So that's how I feel. And I think fans should feel the same way. I don't know what else to say. I have to be frank about it. Maya's a spectacular player. And, you know, when she comes against Stanford, I'm going to be rooting for Stanford. Like I was rooting for Stanford when I played against her, you know. But as in terms of, you know, her as a player, she's everything everyone says she is and more. I've played against her, so I know this. It's truth. And she's an even better player. She's a better teammate. She cares about people. She cares about people around her. And that's a special quality in her that I admire from someone like her. So I would have to say, if we're looking forward to the season and the link, that's what I'm most forward to. I'm looking forward to winning with Maya Moore. And I'm going to be, you know, the Heat, you know, you got LeBron, you got Dwayne Wade. Okay, she's going to be LeBron. She's LeBron. You know, she's all that. And I'm like, I feel like, okay, if she's, I got to get up to Dwayne Wade's level. You know, so I think I can. So it's like, it's going to be all good. It's going to be, it's just like, it's great for women's basketball. It's going to be great for UConn and Stanford fans alike. You're going to get Maya and Candace in a nice little package. And then you got Lindsay Whalen. So Minnesota is going to be in it. So it's going to be like, it's going to be, you know, we got Rebecca Brunson, we got Simone, we got, you know, Nikki, Chardet, we got all of us. Like, we're gonna do great things.